Welcome back to Hammered Out Podcast. I'm your host, DJ.
I'm Bob Goat.
And this is Hammered Out Podcast. We got some interesting stories to talk about today.
We got a bunch of stuff from that wacky and wild interwebs that everybody's so obsessed about nowadays.
Like us on Facebook at It's Hammered Out. Ooh, time for a crispy. Oh, yeah. Let's crack a beer and let's start drinking. All right. So, what do you want to talk about today, Bob Goat?
Well, it seems like something interesting happened with a Krispy Kreme.
Ooh, did it? Oh, I love starting off with a good old food story. You know we do this shit on purpose. All right, so this guy from Iowa does some cool shit for his homies. Well, I guess he's from Memphis. Let me just read the stories. I don't fucking remember.
Oh, Minnesota?
Minnesota. Okay.
A little bit off
so,
there, bud.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. Well, I thought it was Mississippi. Whatever. All right, so this Minnesota college student loves his Krispy Kremes.
Who doesn't love Krispy Kreme?
That's a good point. Who doesn't?
It's one of the most successful donut franchises out there.
Fucking great. Mm. So, he sold donuts on the weekends by driving to Iowa every weekend, and he bought dozens and dozens of donuts and brought them back to his customers in the Twin Cities. And he's been officially warned by Krispy Kreme to knock it the hell off. So, there's been no Krispy Kreme stores in Minnesota for 11 years, and Jason Gonzalez would drive 270 miles to a Krispy Kreme store in Clive, Iowa, pack his car with 100 boxes of dozen donuts, then drive back up north and deliver them, and he'd charge between 17 and 20 a box. Now, I haven't bought a dozen in a while, but I think they're about 13, maybe 10 to 12, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely making some kind of profit, otherwise he wouldn't do it.
$5 to $7 holler on a box of donuts is, A, not a bad upcharge for a 270-mile drive. B, yeah. If you haven't had a Krispy Kreme in 11 years, I'm buying $17, you know, to get a box of donies.
I have to ask, though, why is there no Krispy Kreme in that area?
Yeah, Minnesota, you're fucking up, man. This guy's, like, literally making a business out of it. So, less than a week after, what happened is it hit the newspaper, St. Paul Pioneer reported his money-making scheme. Krispy Kreme called him, telling him to knock it off. The senior studying accounting at Metropolitan State University said he was told to cease his sales and create a liability for the North Carolina-based company. Krispy Kreme has not returned any inquiries from the Associated Press who we're reading this from. Gonzalez, also known as the Donut Guy, would have made his 20th run in Iowa. He told his Facebook followers on Thursday he's been told to shut it down. Life happens, and it could be a sign that something else is meant to be. I like it. Entrepreneur. I mean, yeah, you're reselling food, whatever, but it's...
You're reselling
it's,
food.
It's donuts. It's donuts. Like,
yeah, like, it's donuts. Like, I understand why, you know, like, if you do the same thing with cigarettes, it's, like, super illegal in some places, which I understand. But, I mean, we're just talking about some Krispy Kreme donuts here.
But,
like,
you know,
come on, guys.
If you know what we should start doing, since this guy started selling Krispy Kreme donuts, we should start selling these Popeye's chicken sandwiches, third party. You know, just go there, buy 10 of them, and then stand, like, 50 yards away from Popeye's, like, we got the chicken. So
dress up as cows, make it seem like Chick-fil-A was behind it the whole time.
As you know... Or maybe you don't. The Popeye's chicken sandwich is back. Hashtag the chickening. It has, again, hit, you know, the number one trendings this past week for Twitter and whatnot. It's blowing the world away, again, bringing this chicken sandwich that we've yet to try.
Just really quick, can I take a look at that headline one last time, just so we're all on the same page? Hashtag the chickening claims another victim as woman destroys her car for Popeye's chicken sandwich.
So there's two things that happen here. There's an article in an article, because I had two articles, but this one has narrowed it down to both topics into one. There has been some additional incidents getting the Popeye's chicken sandwiches. So people have been losing their minds over these Popeye's chicken sandwiches. They're near $4 worth of fast food. And last week, it was reported that a man got stabbed to death for cutting a line in the Popeyes in Maryland. And now comes the news of a woman destroying her own car with a similar stunt. People are going crazy for the Popeyes chicken sandwiches. So, the incident in question, which we're talking about the woman in the car, was captured and shared on Instagram. It took place at the Popeyes in L.A. The customer refused to wait in line in the drive-thru line like a respectable human being and instead attempted to shoehorn her old-ass Mercedes-Benz between a car in front of her. The spoiler of the video is it didn't end well.
How fucking psycho do you gotta be?
As you see, if you watch the video, there's this big-ass yellow pillar as a stationary object, meaning despite her best efforts to drive through it, the shit ain't moving, but don't think that stopped her from trying it and tore her doors to shreds. Onlookers are heard yelling, "Damn, and you fuck your shit up," as they watched in disbelief at the lengths this woman went to starve off her hunger pains. As for the chicken sandwich, the Popeyes employee came out there and said, "You're not gonna get it. You're not gonna get it. We're gonna refuse service to you." So,
well, I mean, if you're acting like a fucking nut job, first off, it's rude to cut in line to begin with. Like,
chicken sandwich or no chicken sandwich?
Yeah, like, I understand this is like this new thing. Apparently, it's amazing.
Well,
I really want to try.
We don't even know if it's amazing. It's just people want to try it.
Yeah.
There's just such a demand to try the chicken sandwich.
And,
I mean, we've already had this discussion.
Yeah.
And it went out, you know, they ran out. And now they're back, and they're running out again. And it's like, Popeyes is doing it on purpose.
Oh, I'm pretty sure they are.
They're limiting the amount they bring back to keep starting this furious outroar to go to your nearest Popeyes to get this chicken sandwich. That I hope is worth it for $4. Like, holy shit.
A dude got stabbed to death over it. I hope that's a good fucking chicken sandwich. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Things are, you know.
Know what they should do?
What? What should they do?
Only release the chicken sandwich on Black Friday. Just get all the crazies out and about.
You got enough problems with Black Friday people being whack jobs.
I know. It'll be like The Purge, but real life.
Ooh, Walmart could up their game by giving a Popeye sandwich out along with your 55-inch Vizio TVs. If that's not going to make the Walmart go completely chaotic, I don't know what will.
It's already chaotic, though, DJ. That's the thing.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, strip clubs were selling these Popeye chicken sandwiches for entrances. People are stabbing each other. People are wrecking their cars. Like,
chaos is ensuing. Cats and dogs are living with each other.
The thing I understand is McDonald's and I think Wendy's, like, they've tried this. They have chicken sandwiches. But they were like, oh, we have our chicken sandwiches. And, like, McDonald's came out with a signature sauce, which is kind of like a knockoff of Raising Cane's sauce, but to make a competition with Chick-fil-A. And it's like no one has created this uproar like Popeyes has.
Yeah, it really is insane. I mean, I don't know. I got to try one.
Yeah,
I gotta try one.
I mean, we really do need to try one just to see what it's all about.
Popeye's chicken sandwich. A sandwich worth dying for.
I mean, is it?
Or
is
at least,
it?
You know, getting your insurance rates boosted to high heavens.
Maybe people are liking them because they're fresh, because there's so many people wanting them that they can't serve you an old piece of Popeye's chicken.
Yeah. That is a chance.
I mean, maybe this is what's going on. But people just need to listen and
chill the fuck out.
You know, wait your turn. You know, things by the books.
It's always rude to just cut in line. Like, I mean, I know I'm not actually going to stab someone to death, but when you cut in front of someone, they're thinking about it. They're definitely thinking about it.
You certainly have not seen anybody stab each other to death over incognito pizza from Pizza Hut or any other bullshit vegan bullshits. But let's move on. Let's get away from the food topics. We got a lot more to talk about. We got our drunken stories and whatnot. But let's get into our wacky, weird, hammered out gadget of the week. Which, Bob Goat, I'll let you take this one.
It is an earwax vacuum.
That is our cat, if you hear it in the background.
Yeah, that's the kitty.
All right.
All right. Doctors say that Q-tips are a horrible way to clean out your earwax. Instead, medical pros stick to more effective techniques like shooting a jet of pressurized water into the ear canal or gently scraping at wax blockages with a handy tool called a cruet. A curette. Sometimes they even use a tiny vacuum cleaner. Back in July, YouTuber and UK-based audiologist Mr. Neil Raithatha uploaded a video that shows him removing a massive clump of wax from a patient's ear using a technique called endoscopic microsuction. On Tuesday, the video resurfaced thanks to a post in the popping subreddit. This is one earwax removal video worth watching straight through from beginning to end. Who has that much time?
I'm sure it's worth it,
yeah.
Watching waxy videos.
Wacky and wild, man. But it'll be tough to keep your jaw from dropping around the one-minute mark when the suction power gently lifts away a sizable wax chunk. As one Reddit commenter put it, I can hear better after watching the video.
This is pretty gross. I don't think we know how much it costs, but someone got one at Bed Bath & Beyond. And I just don't really get the point of it. Like, just put some water in your ear and call it a day.
Or you can get the drops. There's all kinds of things. Although, I will say this. The drops have never worked for me. I've had to actually go to a doctor a couple times in my life to get earwax removed.
I have not. I've not had this problem. But I just think it's a vax is a weird... A wax. What the hell did
It's unconventional, but if it doesn't do any harm to you, then it might not be the worst thing in the world. It's just kind of a weird idea.
Anyway, we stumbled across this. We thought it was just...
It was worth mentioning.
It was something. It's not our best one, but...
Yeah.
It's what it is. So, we do want to get into something, though.
This actually freaks me the fuck
out.
This
story is crazy, and I'm sorry that our cat is losing its shit. But
every 2 seconds, I hear another meow.
So, I'm going to read the title. A DUI suspect swore he hadn't been drinking, but researchers found his body produced alcohol.
This is the weirdest shit I've ever heard.
He's producing the liquor, Bob Goat. He's hammered out.
His body...
Maybe not actually hammered, but he is the liquor.
I don't understand how this happens. I mean...
He is the liquor. Okay.
I really want...
I'm excited, and I'm scared, but I'm excited.
Like, I'm a little bit scared, too. Like, what if this is me one day, you know?
How do I get my body to produce the liquor? Like, I'll take 35% vodka, please. Whiskey, that'll do. Okay, but seriously, though, this is probably not a funny story. Like, it's probably not a good thing, but let's read it. When a man in North Carolina was pulled over on suspicion of driving drunk, police didn't believe him when he said he hadn't had any alcohol. The man in his late 40s, this guy's in his 40s being the liquor, refused to take a breathalyzer test. He refused because he's the liquor and was taken to a hospital where his initial blood alcohol level was found to be 0.2. He's the liquor! About 2.5 times the legal limit. Which is the equivalent of consuming 10 drinks in an hour. He's effed up. He is the liquor.
I can't believe how much fun you're having with this.
Okay.
Doctors didn't believe him either, though.
Despite the man swearing up and down that he hadn't had anything to drink, the doctors didn't believe him either. But researchers at the Richmond University Medical Center in New York eventually discovered the man was telling the truth. He was not downing beers or cocktails. Instead, there was a yeast in his gut that was likely converting carbohydrates in the food he ate to alcohol. So he got to eat and then become the liquor!
The findings were
reported in a study in BMJ Open Gastroenterology. The man, who's identified has not been revealed, had a rarely diagnosed medical condition called autobrewery system.
What
ABS.
Name.
You know, isn't there like an ABS anti-braking system? ABS for your body is way better than ABS for your car. How do you get autobrewery system? I want this one. Maybe I don't. I don't know.
I'm sure it's horrible.
Is it, though?
I'm sure there's...
Well, is he hungover? I don't know. We don't know what... We need to get...
I mean, I just imagine, like...
Okay, let's...
Your liver's going to be fucked as you get older.
I don't know how it all works. All right. The process typically takes place in the upper GI tract, which includes the stomach and the first part of the small intestines. These patients have the exact same implications of alcoholism, the smell, the breath, drowsiness, gait changes,
gait changes,
whatever the fuck that is. The study's lead author and chief internal medicine resident at the University of Alabama told CNN they will present at someone who's intoxicated by alcohol, but the only difference here is the patient can be treated by antifungal medication.
That makes sense. Yeast is a fungus.
That's true. Okay.
So, I mean.
But if you took an antifungal medication when you were drunk, it wouldn't make you not drunk.
Well, no, but it will kill whatever's causing it. Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, you're drinking. Whatever. Anyway, researchers treated with an antifungal medication. These weren't the same for the man after he completed a course of antibiotics to treat his thumb injury. He personally started to change. Researchers wrote in the study and experienced episodes of depression, brain fog, memory loss, and aggressive behavior that was out of character of him. 3 years later, after his suspected drunk driving arrest, the man's aunt bought a breathalyzer to record his alcohol levels. She had heard about a similar case that had been successfully treated in a doctor in Ohio and convinced her nephew to seek treatment there too. His basic labs turned out normal, but doctors found two strains of yeast in his stool. Some weird shit I definitely
can't. Yeah, we're not even trying to pronounce that.
Saccharomyces cerevisiae, I don't fucking know. A yeast commonly used in beer brewing and winemaking and baking, as well as in our fungus. So, at one point, the man became so inebriated that he fell and experienced bleeding. Okay, this would not be cool. In his brain, yeah. He was taken to a neurosurgical center where he was spontaneously recovered. Spontaneously recovered? Why was it so spontaneous? And recovered 10 days. In this institution, his blood alcohol levels ranged from 50 to 400 milligrams dilated, whatever. I don't know. Here, too, the medical staff refused to believe that he did not drink alcohol despite his persistent denial. So, this is like... kind of happening all across.
So this looks really bad if you have this condition.
So the research then used antifungal therapies and probiotics to help normalize the bacteria in the gut. Treatment that has continued, and aside from one relapse that occurred after he binged on pizza and soda without telling the researchers, it seemed to be working. And he can't eat. Oh, and he can't eat pizza again. Approximately 1.5 years later, he remained. Normal and resumed previous lifestyle, eating a normal diet while still checking his breath alcohol levels sporadically. The condition is rarely diagnosed. Apparently, the gut fermentation syndrome was described in 1912 as a germ carbohydrate fermentation. A group of 20 to 30 cases popped up in Japan in the 70s, and the first case was reported about 10 years later in the United States. There have been a handful of reported cases in recent years. Early signs of gut fermentation syndrome can include mood changes, delirium, and brain fog. The study says more research could be done on the use of probiotics as a treatment for the condition. This condition is treatable with dietary modifications, appropriate antifungal therapy, and possible probiotics. The use of probiotics and microbiota transplantation can be considered for future studies.
That is messed up.
So the guy was drunk without being... Well, the guy was drunk.
He was drunk.
Getting drunk.
That is messed
up. How does it work? What's the time span here? Like, are you just... You're feeling okay, and then you just become fucked up?
I guess it's whenever you eat.
You eat something, and then you...
You eat something, the carbs go down there, and the
yeast... Okay, this is real shitty. But if there was a way to control it... Like, if there was an on and off button for this.
There was an on and an off button. Okay.
Well, we're obviously not there yet with technology in our bodies.
Is this the dream? Is this...
No, I do feel genuinely bad for these people because, like, the foggy brain and, like, the weird shit that happens to them. And I'm sure just flat being intoxicated telling a cop you're not. Again, I mean, that it's more hassle than me just sitting
here I'm really hoping he didn't have, like, a DWI after he was proven to have this condition. Like, that would just suck.
Yeah.
Although, I really hate to say it.
He was drunk.
He was drunk. Like, should we let them drive when they, you know what I mean?
But he had no idea.
Yeah.
He had no idea his body was being a boozer.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, we wanted to really get into some weird-ass topic, and I was like,
where was this around Halloween?
Yeah, right? I'm just... Fucking hell, dude. I mean, how rare? How crazy? And I mean, I'm guessing, in retrospect, I'm sure, like, if this guy ever, like, heard us saying this, he'd be like, this fucking piece of shit needs to listen. You never want what I had. Because, I mean, I'm sure he used to like... He may have liked drinking at one time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, now it's like this whole thing happens and he probably wants nothing to do with it.
Yeah. One of my burning questions is this something that starts up when you're young, or is this something that doesn't hit you until you're later on in life?
I mean, the guy was 41 and he had an idea, but I don't know, man. I don't know. So that's our totally a sad, happy story of the
week.
It's
just weird.
Weird. But let's get into some funny shit. Let's talk about our hammered out list of the week from boardpanda.com. It is the funniest Tinder profiles. We're going to do 15 of them if we can count.
We might not be able to count. We are drinking.
You never know. So,
but we'll definitely go through. Obviously, highly recommend you go and check out the whole list for yourself.
So, number 15, and the website named them all, and I think it's, you know, only right for Board Panda for us to say what the name is. Sad but clever. Dude's right. 29, and his profile says, "Last time I was someone's type, I was donating blood."
Oh, yikes.
All right. Bob goes right. Number 14.
Coming up next is, at number 14, someone please date him. Zach is a 23-year-old analyst at EY. For the love of God, someone please date me so I can stop bringing my mom to costume parties.
Ouch.
I feel like there's a lot to unpack there.
I feel like he's going to be sitting in the Tinder role for a while.
Oh, yeah.
All right, number 13.
Tinder doesn't come off as a dating site.
Make
it's more like
them
a-
work. A whole bunch of numbers and letters, like zero ones you got to convert with a YouTube channel, and oh, this is...
Yeah, this woman made an entire profile.
Yeah, you've made your work too hard.
Out of a binary.
Yeah.
And when you translate it to YouTube link, and when you click on the YouTube link,
I guess
you got Rickrolled.
Go on with somebody else, man. You got to get out of here. All right. Bob Goat?
All right. 12 is okay. Now, I kind of like this one when I was reading it. It says, on our first date, her name is Amelia. Or Amelie, however that is pronounced. On our first date, I'll carve our names in a tree. It's the most romantic way to let you know I have knives. I love it. That's my kind of woman right there. I like that.
Love to be dangerous. Play it safe or take a chance at getting stabbed. Oh, that's a good one. I like that one. Oh, God. Oh. What's going on with number 11? I've officially seen it all on Tinder. Judy, 77.
Hey, just really quick. This caption says 1,690 miles away.
I'm looking for a boyfriend. Well, we don't know from where, though.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a boyfriend for my grandma to take care of her and live out the rest of her days. She's a civil woman who loves Garth Brooks and Price is Right. Please be extremely respectful and possibly have a dog. She loves dogs. She's a great girl with lots of love to offer. What the F?
That's an interesting way for a family conversation.
Yeah.
All right. Number 10 is the most wholesome bio. We're all going to make it. Jill, 27. Listen, I need to be clear about this. I think it is brave and good and pure of you to be looking for love. I know that it can be really hard and defeating at times. We've all been there. But I hope that you don't let some stupid app make you feel any less valuable, lovable, and worthy than you are. We might not match. Not everyone is everyone's type. But I'm rooting for you, and I hope you find what you're looking for. So this entire profile is like a giant pep talk.
Yeah. Like, don't worry about me. All right, number
Who hurt
nine.
You?
I'd swipe right just to hear awesome stories of the good old days. Wait, what the fuck? Natalie, 18.
I think it's Natile.
I don't give a shit. It's an old fucker. My wife died a decade ago. This is okay. The profile is wrong. No surprise. My wife died a decade ago. I like to have friends, but all mine have died. My granddaughter has Tinder and says it's great to meet people. Bless my granddaughter's heart for setting me up with this. My granddaughter has a Tinder and says it's great to meet people. So he set it up as his granddaughter being him.
Huh.
Ironically, though, he's 69 miles away from whatever this article is. Which is kind of funny for him being old, dude.
Still Asian. Uh-oh.
Number 8. Don't buy Colgate whitening toothpaste. It says guaranteed whiteness in 14 days. It's been 2 weeks and I'm still Asian.
Wow.
That's pretty funny. That means you have a good sense of humor. That's pretty funny.
That really is good.
Purdue University. I can rock that. That's funny.
Oh, I like this one.
Yeah, there's food. I saw food. Had to, number 7. Go ahead, Bob.
Number 7 is had to super like for her effort. I have the simplest taste. I am always satisfied with the best. Living in Oslo, working with M&A. So what she did was, she made a fucking Yelp review page.
For herself. 5 stars, an alpha female by guy friend. 1 star, blonde snob, homeless man. 5 star, makes super crispy bacon, great pancakes, brother. 2 stars, has too much energy in the morning. 1 star, bad at lifting, guy at the gym. 5 star, great friend, female friend. 1 star, stop starving me. Stop staring at me, woman. Random dog.
I'll give her that. That was pretty funny. All right, yeah. All right.
Number 6, the Mr. Pros and Cons. Alex, all right. 24.
All right. I'll handle the pro. You handle the con. How's okay. That sound? Pro. Not afraid of spiders.
Con. Afraid of moths. That's fucking backwards.
That really is. Pro. Can cook.
Con. We'll try to get you to do the dishes. I can get with that.
Pro. Can probably outdrink you.
Con. Probably actually can't, but we'll try anyways.
Sounds I respect
like friends
it.
We know.
I respect it. Pro. Really cuddly.
Con. Lacks personal space when asleep.
Pro. Loves animals.
Con. May steal your pets.
Pro. Has a good sense of humor.
Con. None. I'm funny. All right. Number 5. I enjoy long walks on the beach, except I can't walk and the sand fucks up my tires. And it's a picture of a guy who does not have legs. I mean, it's pretty funny for what he's doing.
I mean, I feel like it's always good when people can take like a disability and just try to live as normal of a life as they can and have a sense of humor about it.
Yeah, man. I mean, more power to him.
I mean, if you look at that picture, he looks like he's active.
It says the guy is rolling with live punches, find the silver lines in life with humor.
I like it. I respect it. Yeah.
There you go. Number 4.
Number 4 is she beat me to it. All right. If you're trying to figure out how to say my name, think Mike Tyson saying kiss me.
Kiss me. Kiss me. I don't really get this one.
It's just her name's apparently hard to pronounce for most people.
Oh, I didn't see the name.
Yeah, kiss me.
That's really funny now that I see that. Okay. Number 3. Almost perfect. Debatable. Hands down the best catch. Eyes 10 out of 10. Body 9 out of 10. Personality 20 out of 10. Arms 1 out of 2. She doesn't like the arms.
Well, I mean, she's missing one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's the joke.
Yeah.
Oh, totally did not look at the picture, to be honest.
I mean, outside of the arm, everything else is...
Man, what's the deal with people who got, like, some external problems who are like...
Is there some kind of, like...
I got no problem making fun of myself. I totally... And I missed it. Well, I didn't miss it the first time. I missed this one for sure. I thought she just didn't like her arms. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Good for her, though.
Once again, another example of somebody...
Yeah, no.
Just rolling with the punches.
All right, Vago, you go with number 2, since I clearly can't figure it out.
Kiana from Tinder provides some useful advice for all you guys. On the topic of nude photos, I'd like to remind you of a little story. In 1912, a girl had a nude photo drawn in a sketchbook by a random dude that no one's ever heard of. The drawing gets locked in the safe on a boat. The boat sinks, and her nude picture still ends up on TV 84 years later. So no, I will not be sending nudes. No one is safe.
Okay.
Feel like you may have watched Titanic a couple too many times there.
Yeah. Number 1. Genie swipe left. Tap to remove a layer. What's going on here? He just keeps getting naked, and then he shows like a dead guy. Jesse Mills was a programmer whose ambition to create a platform for local video work were tragically halted when he wished for a genie to help him with his Tinder photo. He loved to swing dance, game, write, and work on weird projects. He was kind and trusting, but you should never trust a genie. What do genies get out of being such dicks? I don't know, but they can all get fucked. Oh, and his family loves him. Please send your consultancies to his Tinder inbox. That was weird.
I mean, the guy had a little bit too much free time. It seems,
but, you know, he's getting naked and, you know, trying to have sex. And kind of like our next story, which is pretty great. Bob Goat.
Drunk woman grinds her bum on cop and moans as he arrests her.
The viral footage shows her sticking her backside into the officer's groin as she moans, "Oh yeah, you like that?" I'm guessing she's Boston, I don't know.
No, I'm assuming she's drunk.
She is drunk.
Definitely drunk.
So the clip shared by Jocksite Barstool Sports has gone to share thousands of times. Began with a blonde woman grimace as she pushed against a window with her hands behind her back. The cop then steps back and begins to take out his handcuffs to arrest her, the apparent drunk punter. But as he tries to keep her restrained, the woman pushes her rear into his crotch and begins grinding them, saying, "You like that?" She clenches her teeth as she moans, "Oh yeah, you like that? You like that?" At that point, an onlooker can't contain his laughter anymore and lets a howl out. It's not clear when or where the clip dubbed the horniest arrest of all time, but it's attracted a torrent of comments from viewers since being posted online. Would love to know what went on in the squad car, because boy, oh boy, I'm thinking about it. That's what
I mean. She's not bad looking.
No, not at all. Was she trying to get out of arrest, or do you think she was actually horny?
I think she was trying to do, yes. I think yes, DJ.
Yes, I think yes. Do you think she was actually horny, and you think
I don't think anybody who's not horny puts their ass against a cop's groin. Now, call me old-fashioned.
Call me old-fashioned.
But I don't think that's the standard operating procedure.
So, for the next topic, I haven't thought about this, but I'm thinking about it now. Bob Goat, give her away. It sounds great.
It sounds great, but we'll talk about it as we go. Okay. Woman quits job to film herself eating fast food on YouTube.
I will quit my job if it pays me enough to eat fast food on Facebook, on YouTube. Sumit Charna Raleigh, a unlikely hero who has quit her day job and admin to devote herself to another professional eating food on YouTube.
She's a mukbanger.
What the hell is that?
It's like this current, like, subculture of, like, food people on YouTube where they literally just sit there and stuff their face, usually with, like, crunchy stuff.
Why did you say that in such a bad way? They just sit there and eat crunchy food?
It's oversaturated.
Okay.
There's a lot of it right now.
Okay, but okay, first off, I am oversaturated. I have too much saturated fats. My cholesterol is high. So I am oversaturated.
I mean,
this is my article.
I mean, obviously, when it comes to anything, really, it doesn't sound like she's necessarily going to follow that path. But the biggest thing is, you know, if you can make a living doing it, fucking do it.
She's got over 40,000 viewers and about 5,000 subscribers over all platforms that can request all sorts. So people make requests. One of my first videos was a Pizza Hut. Where I ate two large pizzas and two sides, meaning the calories were straight away in the thousands. I've had requests in the UK, typical takeaways, so that's why I've done videos by McDonald's, Greg's, and Pizza Hut. I'll make a minimum of two full-length videos lasting just under half an hour each week. Costs me about 100 euros. One of the videos racked up 48,000 views, which is not bad for a beginner. Shit, we can't get 48 views for our freaking
podcast. Yeah, like she's popping
we can,
off.
But not, I mean, not our first ones.
I mean,
things
good for her.
Only looking up. I got my show confident, how confident I am. I might get something stuck in my tooth or around my mouth, but people love how funny I am. I have the negative ones telling me how fat I am, how I could really be pretty if I try not to eat so much. More power to you, girl. But most of the time, I just don't answer. I enjoy it and gives me confidence. And now that I can monetize my channel and really respond to people's requests, it could be become a full-time career move. I question that part. But I question that
just because, really, it's, right, like I said, the whole, like, mukbang thing and all that, from what I've heard about it.
I don't like the word mukbang.
It's weird. It's weird, isn't it?
I feel like we could create a different word for saying the fat ass eating food on Facebook, on YouTube.
I'm not going to sit here and say...
Just call him, you're a fat ass at heart if you're doing this.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, it's a very oversaturated thing on YouTube. And
you keep saying saturated, and all I think about is eating this. The picture of the article is the girl eating KFC fried chicken.
So you say saturated,
I think saturated fat, I think fried chicken, I think fried chicken in my mouth, I think I have too much cholesterol, I think I'm fat.
Okay, it's very popular now on YouTube. The only reason I even know about this is I watch mostly YouTube. I don't watch cable.
I don't watch cable. I stream, but I mean, it's like a stream.
Yeah, I feel like YouTube is where a lot of the talent went nowadays. But
this is the talent. I mean, I don't need to watch someone eat two buckets of fried chicken.
Exactly.
I can just do that myself.
That's the biggest thing with this guy. It's not that I don't think she deserves to get paid for it or anything. There's better alternatives that you could be investing your time in.
I hear what you're saying.
But if she's making the money, more power to her. Good job.
But you want to know what a guy did invest himself in the time in, you know, what he did?
This is not the first time we have wandered down this kind of a road.
No. This is the second time.
But this guy did it better.
Our hammered outlaw of the week.
A man stole an electric shopping cart from Walmart.
Second time we've reported.
This is new, yes. It's always a Walmart.
It's always electric.
I guess they have fucking kill switches on the ones at Target or some shit.
No one's that drunk at Target. If Target starts selling Boozo, this might become a real thing.
Ooh.
All right, keep going.
And drove it from one bar to another to avoid a DWI, police say.
A Louisiana man was boozy and arrested after stealing an electric cart from a Walmart. 32-year-old Bryce was charged with a felony unauthorized use of a movable after driving the motorized shopping cart over a half a mile away from one bar to another.
Hang on. Couple things here. Number one, half a mile.
That's a long way in a cart.
Dude, you're lucky if you can finish your fucking shopping trip in one of those things. Two.
He must have been fully plugged in.
Two. Is this really worth a felony?
Kinda.
I mean, kinda.
Let's be honest.
Doesn't that seem a little extreme, though?
Okay,
because the felony is specifically
for... I know the Walmart you live near, and I know that there's a bar about a half mile away. Are you saying you wouldn't get drunk, go to Walmart, and then say, let's go to Redfish, Bluefish with an electric shopping cart?
No, I wouldn't do that because I'm intelligent. But
you haven't thought about it.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Does it really warrant an entire felony?
No, I'd buy one and do it.
Now you're thinking.
And then I'd record it thinking it came from Walmart so I could be in a cool story. But no, that's why we bought scooters. That's what we actually did. Real talk. A deputy with the sheriff's... his bond was set to $2,500. Responded to a bar in Louisiana around 12:30 in the morning. So he was shopping at Walmart around, 11:30, give or take? Because, I don't know how long it takes to get into a cart a half a mile away from Walmart.
So, wait a minute. All right, so let's say those things top out about five miles
per
hour.
There's no laughing way. Things are not going five.
Okay, but let's say, for the sake of argument, they went for five.
Okay.
How long would it take to go a mile? About 12 minutes, give or take, if my math's right.
I don't know. Too long.
Yeah.
I mean, you could walk faster.
I mean, this point is, this dude for a mile and a half, this dude was probably on there for at least half an hour.
So when the deputy arrived, he found the shopping cart parked between two cars. He was respectful enough to park it in the parking lot, in a parking spot. Williams told the responding deputy that he was at a different bar and thought that if he drove his car, he could get charged with a DWI. The sheriff's office said instead, Williams opted to steal the electric shopping cart, which is meant for disabled people, and drive to a different bar. They have not determined if he has legal representation or not, but
He's gonna need it.
I think he's stupid, but it's kind of awesome.
Oh no, it's hilarious. I'm just.
It's kind of awesome.
Just to think, like, that was a felony. Like, this dude fucked his entire life up.
Well, yeah, you stole an expensive product.
Oh, yeah, those things are not cheap.
No, I'm
that's,
not.
That's fucking
I
crazy.
Not. I wouldn't do it, but, I mean, I've wanted to have drunk electric cart racing at Walmart many times.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
I'm pretty sure I know two friends who've done it.
You know what's really amazing?
But I know two people who have. For real.
Because we can't play with them, you know, when I worked in retail.
You can't play with them at Sam's after hours?
No, you can't. You can't. But I'll tell you what, you can buy an actual pallet jack for about $500. Mm. And I have really been tempted to pull the trigger on that purchase. I would do so much stupid shit with
Real talk, though. You guys don't have that cool of managers to let you screw with it?
No. Most of the funny stuff happens during the day. Like, one day we had our actual GM. He was playing in the... We had, like, this whole, like, section of, like, scratching posts for cats, you know, they can climb around on and stuff. And they were literally just crawling through them. I'm talking, like, the entirety of upper management was just crawling around through them for fun.
I really feel like Walmart employees should get a day to fly the electric carts around and have races.
Oh, there was one day, we have those scooters that, you know, you don't need a license for. The GM was straight up riding it around the store.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
All right. And with that, that concludes this episode of Hammered Out. Like us on Facebook at It's Hammered Out. Donate on the Patreon app. Share, you know, download, play. Tell your homies that we got some goofy shit we talk about every week. Whatever you got, you know.
Also, I want to chime in here too, guys. You know, if you know where our Facebook is, head on over there. I have a mission for you guys. If you find a fucked up story, send it our way.
Yeah,
we're always taking suggestions.
Yeah, get it. We'll get it on. And with that, it's Hammered Out.